When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Award shows. You kind of get used to watching them on TV, but what would you think of only being able to watch them through streaming? And it seems to be a trend that's moving towards that now. Matt Rausch, TV Insider, joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Real Estate Hotline. Thank you so much, Matt.
Good morning.
So what is this? The Country Music Awards now are going to go streaming only and not on network TV?
Yeah, it's the Academy of Country Music Awards show. That's just one of many that are out there. Quite a few of them will stay on network TV. But this one has been around for quite a long time. I think this is the 57th edition of it. This is the one that takes place in Vegas, not Nashville. So it's a really big show. But yes, the ratings are slipping for this, as they are for many award shows, because there are so many of them. And in this case, it is moving from CBS, where it has aired since the 80s, I believe. 1998. It's been there that long. But it's going to Amazon Prime Video. As of tonight, it will be a live show, but only available to those who have access to Prime Video and are into the world of streaming, as so many are nowadays. So it is sort of a sign of the times, but it's also sort of a one of these flashpoints that is this where other live events such as this are going to go in the future. We really don't know, but it is not going to surprise us if it does. You're going to see some sports eventually become, you know, the property of streamers, Prime Video in particular, getting rights to some football and all of that. But this is really where the future lies for them, is securing rights to big live events. Prime Video is particularly keen on this. But yes, this is a big show, though. Dolly Parton, true living legend, is the host. This is something you would expect to see on CBS or ABC or NBC. A huge line of talent, including Carrie Underwood and all the rest of the big country stars will be there. And it's going to feel like more like a concert than an awards show. It's taking place in the Allegiant Stadium, not even in a ballroom or something. You know, this is gonna be a big show. The question, of course, is when will this happen to others, and is it an eventuality that all these kinds of things and all of TV will basically become an amalgam of broadcast, cable, or streaming? But streaming is definitely the future for a lot of these companies, and even for these organizations that are looking to get the fees. And if the network isn't willing to pay up to broadcast the thing, you can go to a streamer. That's what happened here. And you know, even the Oscars are in uproar right now because they're trying to figure out how to streamline the show, and they've announced recently that they're going to give some of the awards out before the show and then edit those moments into the regular broadcast in hopes to make it go a little bit faster. And of course the guilds are upset, but this is also a sign that if they want to do the Oscars the way the Oscars want to do it, then maybe they're going to have to go to streaming someday.
7:54, coming up on 7:55, we are talking to Matt Rausch, TV Insider. So I think most of us know Renee Zellweger, two-time Oscar winner on the big screen. She's actually going to be making an appearance on the small screen.
Yeah, and this is on NBC starting tomorrow. It's called The Thing Called Pam. I have been arguing for a long time that networks need to get back into the miniseries or limited series business. They've you know, turfed that off to premium cable and now streaming. And to have a big star like Renee Zellweger in a thing, that's kind of a big deal. My problem with this is that really The Thing Called Pam is basically an expanded version of Dateline NBC. This character that she plays, Pam Hupp, is a character that has been profiled several times, a notorious person several times on Dateline and even on a podcast, and now it becomes a TV movie over 6 weeks on NBC on Tuesdays. And it has that Dateline feel to it, and even has Keith Morrison narrating and that very creepy voice of his. Everything that happens with this woman who's implicated in her best friend's murder, she tries to frame the victim's husband, and it goes on for several weeks, and she plays it very campily. She's swaddled in so much prosthetics, you'd think she was Mummy Dearest. And also, she's like slurping giant sodas, and she's just having a great old time. But, you know, this is like a tragedy we're talking about here, and they turn it into melodrama and camp. So I'm not a big fan of it, but I do think the networks need to get back in the miniseries business.
I love that idea. Remember when we all used to, it was appointment viewing, and you'd watch it night after night? That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was just watching something on one of the streamers that reminded me of the Thornbirds, and I keep thinking, oh, those were the days. I used to love those kind of things.
Oh, totally. And you'd watch every night, for sure. And now most of us are just streaming, and you have some more streaming highlights for us, too.
I do. On Friday, you're going to see a miniseries on Apple TV Plus called The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray, based on a Walter Mosley book, and he's adapting it for the screen. And this is a thing that Samuel L. Jackson has tried to get made for many years. And the good thing about streamers is they will take a big swing on these projects. Here he plays an old man who is living in dementia, living in fear and confusion, and he gets a chance for a second lease on life. He gets a drug that will allow him to regain all of his memories for a temporary time, and during that period he tries to solve a crime, who murdered his former caretaker. But as he gets his life back, he gets his swagger back. So you get to see Samuel L. Jackson play many, many versions of this character, Ptolemy Gray. It's a tour de force for him. He's such a great actor. It's a really moving story. It kind of reminded me a bit of Flowers for Algernon as well, but it's got a bit of a mystery in there. So yeah, if you like Samuel L. Jackson, you should check out Apple TV Plus and see The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray.
And we've got a Netflix highlight as well, The Adam Project.
Yeah, this will be probably a big hit for Netflix, which just churns things out every single week. But here we have Ryan Reynolds reteaming with the director of the movie Free Guy, which was a big hit for him, Sean Levy, who also does Stranger Things. And this is a time travel fantasy where Ryan Reynolds plays this pilot from the future who zips back in time, and he ends up meeting his younger self as a little boy, and they team together to, you know, try to save the world or some such thing. And he also has encounters with his parents who are long gone, Mark Ruffalo, Jennifer Garner. So it's a really good cast, but it's a great role for Ryan Reynolds, it looks like. And this is the kind of thing that, you know, Netflix churning out these movies, these limited series, it's just too much to keep up with. But I think The Adam Project has a pretty good chance of breaking out of the pack, especially because it's a Ryan Reynolds movie.
Good deal. Matt Rausch, always great to talk with you. Have a great week.
Thanks, you too.
We'll be back with traffic and weather.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.